The program's participants.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday, a jam-packed Saturday of great racing from coast to coast. The big, big, big races, of course, for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks at Santa Anita, at Aqueduct, and at Gulfstream Park. We're going to cover those races for you with our handicappers on the Race Day show. And, of course, all the other exciting racing around, including the Santa Anita Handicap that happens today at Santa Anita. The three big tracks have three big racing cards today, so we got to get right to it. We welcome you. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, the South Point Studios, and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. And, of course, all of the other platforms we have, our radio station here in town, our anchor station, Sports Talk, 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google phone, covered with your apps, KSHP app. You can listen to us through the radio station, the YouTube app. Of course, you can see us and hear us through the YouTube app at the YouTube website and app here. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio show on this very first day of March. And we're marching through a great racing card today that starts early this morning. As a matter of fact, some great races are already happening a half a world away at the Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. It's called the Dubai World Cup Preview Night. This is the prep for the big Dubai World Cup night that comes up a little bit later on next month. And they're already racing all of those big races there way down in Dubai. But here on the continental United States, we're going to be concentrating on, of course, the big three racetracks, etc. A couple of quick notes before we get started, because I want to get started with our handicappers a little bit early today, because I want them all to go over the Gotham, the Fountain of Youth, and the San Felipe, the three races that hold 50 points in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And, of course, the Busher at Aqueduct and the Devonna Dale. You know, Jonathan Hardoon gave us his thoughts about that the other day. We're going to get him to update, of course, and give us, for those of you watching today and didn't get us the other day, where's your note from your doctor? In any case, we'll give you what he thought about those races real quick. And, of course, looking at the San Anita Handicap, too, because that is a big race with a tremendous history to it. So we want to get to them right away. Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J standing by. So we're going to shorten up our news, et cetera. As far as the news is concerned, one other horse now off the Kentucky Derby trail. That is Ferocious. Remember his dull race the last time he raced Ferocious? Well, he's off the Derby trail because he had a muscle tear. And in the Holy Bull Stakes, that's why he had that bad performance there. And it hasn't been healing well enough for them to keep him on the Derby trail. So Ferocious is officially off the Derby trail because of a muscle tear that happened in the Holy Bull. And another one of the top horses in the filly division, Tamara, is going to have an extended vacation now. She had a training accident earlier in the year. She had a leg injury, and that's coming along slower than expected. So Tamara and Ferocious are going to be off the competition in racing for quite a while. Maybe see them down the road in the summertime, maybe at Saratoga or Del Mar. All right, quickly looking at what happened yesterday at Santa Anita. Antonio Frasu had a big day. He had three wins on the card. He won the first race for Peter Miller, who came back as a program trainer now, Peter Miller off his suspension. So he wins the first race with his trainee and Alec Frasu that paid $420. Frasu came back for his second win of the day in the seventh race for Doug O'Neill, paying $320, and then capped it off in the eighth race for a Mark Glatt trainee that paid $1,740, which was the biggest price on the card yesterday at Santa Anita. Those favorites just keep rolling on in. Wilfin Arantes, the apprentice there, Wilfin Arantes had a couple of wins. He won the second race at $3 even and the fourth race at $520. That's just about what happened yesterday at Santa Anita. At the Big A at Aqueduct, they had eight races, make it nine races. They had nine races yesterday at Aqueduct, nine different trainers, nine different jockeys won at Aqueduct yesterday. We're spreading the wealth there. Oaklawn Park had the top payoff in the nation yesterday in the early pick five. Here we go again. A first race winner, Keith DeSorma, Keith Asmussen, I should say. Keith Asmussen won a race for his father, Steve Asmussen, in the first race. That paid $560, but then Katie barred the door for the other five races. The second race paid $1,680. The third race paid $5,380. Asmussen's second win of the day. Keith's second win of the day paid $5,380. Then we got a 7660 horse and a 620 winner. Damage was already done. That pick five. $57,568.60. Highest payoff in the nation yesterday. And as far as Gulfstream Park was concerned, Irett Ortiz Jr. and Paco Lopez had a couple of wins each at Gulfstream. Well, we got a big card of racing today around the country. So without any further ado, we're going to take our first break. I want to remind all of you, if you want to get in that chat room, and the chat room's been going crazy this week, a lot of people joining the chat room. All you got to do is go to YouTube, put in the search bar South Point Studios, get to that page, then click Race Day Las Vegas. When you get to our page on the right-hand side, you'll see the chat room that's already chatting away. All you got to do is hit subscribe if you haven't already. You hit subscribe. It's free. And then you can start chatting away on this big day of racing on our first day of March. All right, we're going to go to our first break here, and we'll be right back, get you to Racing Menu, and then off to the races. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas, taking a look at the weather around the country. And here in Las Vegas, 55 degrees right now outside here in Vegas. We're going to get up to 73. This is going to be the temperature range for the foreseeable future here in Las Vegas, although we are expecting to get some wind a little bit later on. Not today, but a little bit later on in the weekend and the week. So that's the weather here as far as around the country. You got Miami at 80 degrees. New York City getting up there 60 degrees. And then at Chicago, 30 degrees. It's still cold in Chicago. Los Angeles, 65. So it's going to be good weather there at Santa Anita. And you know there's going to be good weather at Gulfstream Park. And pretty decent weather so far at New York at Aqueduct as well. As far as the other temperatures, Phoenix, Arizona pops in at 82 degrees. And Oklahoma City, 69. Giving you a little bit of the temperatures around the country. As far as any of the precipitation, et cetera, everything is pretty darn well clear. There's a few little pockets of a little rain and overcast around Southern California, but I don't think it's near Santa Anita, so we're okay there. We'll find out from John Lindo a little bit later on. And in the Northeast, they're still experiencing some snow up there in a great northeastern part of the United States. But that is about it, so let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today. In the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country, reminding you that first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times to roll out in the Racebook here. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're listening on any of the other time zones around the world that we broadcast to, we'll adjust the first post time from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in. This way you won't miss anything. One quick note that I wanted to mention that I didn't on the news is that we want to congratulate jockey Alejandro Gomez and trainer Sergio Ledesma. They got their very first wins together in the sixth race yesterday at Santa Anita. That horse paid $1,380. It was their first wins at Santa Anita for both of those, so congratulations to them. Now, here's the menu for today. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Check it out. An early post time at Gulfstream today, 8:30 this morning. Is the first post time at Gulfstream, and because they got 14 races there today at Gulfstream, 9 stakes races, they'll roll out like this. Fourth race will be the Here Comes the Bride Stakes. The seventh race will be the Colonel Liam. The eighth race will be the Devonna Dale. This is the race that holds 50 Kentucky Oaks points to it. Got a scratch in that race, too. Scratch the 3, My Denise. Big long shot, number 3, My Denise, is out of the eighth race, the Devonna Dale. Ninth race will be the Canadian Turf. On the turf, obviously. The 10th race will be the Very One Stakes. The 11th race will be the Gulfstream Park Mile. In this race, Mind Frame returns to the races. He's the even money favorite in the 8-horse field in the Gulfstream Park Mile. We have one scratch in that race at 20-1 on the morning line. Lure Him In is now out. Scratch the 6 in the Gulfstream Park Mile. In the Honey Fox, that'll be the 12th race on the card at a mile on the turf. Scratch the 12th horse Infinite Diamond. And in the Fountain of Youth Stakes, the Fountain of Youth, 13th race on the card, 50 Kentucky Derby points up for grabs. Scratch number 4, McKellen. This horse was 30-1 on the morning line. Scratch the 4, McKellen, and scratch the 5, Solid Left. The 4 and the 5 are out of the Fountain of Youth. They were both 30 and 20 to 1 on the morning line, but that brings in the outside horses a little bit closer in the mile and 1/16th race. Remember, they got a longer run up to the timer now at Gulfstream Park in those route races. The 14th and final race will be the McDermott, and that is on the turf at a mile and 3/8. A big day of racing today at Gulfstream Park. They got that pick six jackpot carryover standing at $322,875. If it escapes today, mandatory payoff tomorrow with a big, 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 big horse player holiday waiting there. If it doesn't go today, if it goes today with more than one winner, same deal, it'll carry over. Gulfstream Park's first post time is at 8:30. 8:30, first post today. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, $5,609. Nine races. First post time is at 9:10. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has eight races. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover, $8,694. Their first post time is at 9:15. Tampa Bay Downs comes up next. Tampa Bay Downs has 10 races today at Tampa Bay, and their first post time with a pick six jackpot carryover of $3,582 is set at 9:25. Then we go to the Big A, Aqueduct in New York. Now, of course, you know that they have the Kentucky Derby Kentucky Oaks points and the Kentucky Derby points with the Gotham and the Busher. 10 races today at Aqueduct, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees at post time today at Aqueduct. 10 races, the four stakes races will roll out like this. The fourth race will be the Tom Fool at 6 furlongs. The sixth race will be the Stymie at a mile. The seventh race will be the Busher at a mile for three-year-old fillies. This race sees 9 before scratches. 50 Kentucky Oaks points up for grabs there. The eighth race will be the Gotham. The Gotham at a mile for three-year-olds. This is a one-turn mile on that mile and one-eighth circumference. Eighth race, the Gotham, holds 50 points in the Kentucky Derby points leaderboard. And in this race, you have 10 going. The favorite there at 9-5 is Sand Devil. A wide-open event, however. Aqueduct has 10 races. First post time is at 10:10 this morning. Then we go to the fairgrounds. They got 10 races and $500,000 stakes races. The flashy prize will be the fourth. The Red Camellia will be the fifth. The Edward Johnson Memorial will be the seventh. The Star Guitar will be the eighth. And the Black Gold will be the ninth race on the card. 10 races at the fairgrounds and a first post time with a pick six carryover of $2,917. A regular pick six carryover, $2,917 at the fairgrounds. First post time is 10:20 for their 10 race card. Oaklawn Park has 11 races today. Their feature race is the Down the Dusty Road Stakes at $150,000. Ninth race on the card. Favorite in that race is Holland Ice at 6-5. That one will break from the rail at the 6 furlong distance. Oaklawn Park's first post time for their 11 races set at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn. Sunland Park has 9 quarter horse races. The eighth race will be the West Texas Derby for $158,060 at 400 yards. First post time at Sunland is set at 11:25 for their 9 race card. Couple of carryovers, pick 5, 594. Super High 5, $812. First post time, Sunland, 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita. Big day, big cap day at Santa Anita. High noon, first high noon is the first race post time, 12 high noon. 11 races, 4 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Buena Vista will be the third race on the card at a mile on the turf. In that race, 7 go to the post before scratches. Then we go to the eighth race. This is the San Felipe. The San Felipe 50 Kentucky Derby points for that one there, up for grabs. In this race, you got Barnes at even money, Journalism at 7-2, Rodriguez at 9-5. You get the picture. Those three are the favorites in the San Felipe. The ninth race will be the Kilrow Mile featuring the Eastern Invader Neat. Eastern Invader Neat is there in the Kilrow Mile. And then the big cap, the Santa Anita Handicap, at a mile and a quarter will be the 10th race on the card. 9 go to the post in this one. The 3-2 favorite is the Eastern Invader Locked. And the second choice in the race at 5-2 is the Eastern Invader Hit Show. First post time for the 11 races today at Santa Anita is at 12 high noon. Turfway Park has 10 races. The Wintergreen Stakes is their 7th and featured. First post time at Turfway Park is set at 2:55 at Turfway. They got a big carryover in the Super High 5 of $17,132. and a bigger carryover in the Pick Six jackpot, $68,464. First post time, 2:55. Then we go to Charlestown. Charlestown's Pick Six jackpot carryover, $27,737. Their first post time at Charlestown for their eight-race card is set at 4 p.m. And we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has nine races, and the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th will be trials for three-year-old fillies. The 1st, 2nd, and 4th races are mixed breed. The 3rd race is thoroughbreds. It all gets started at 7:05 tonight at Los Alamitos. And that is your Saturday, March 1st, racing menu. Now let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon, because I want to get started on looking at these races. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You ready for the marathon? It's about to begin.
Oh, yeah, but that's okay. It's going to be a fun day of racing, that's for sure. Let's start out at Aqueduct Racecourse. Aqueduct, of course, has 10 races today. And in this, of course, you have one race that has Kentucky Oaks points, one race that has Kentucky Derby points, and we'll go to the one as they will roll out on the card. The seventh race is the Busher. The other day you came with a horse in the Busher when we were talking about that race, and you kind of got the jaw dropping because in this race you picked a horse that's 15-1 on the morning line, which is one of the big long shots in the race. So quickly re-explain what you said the other day.
Well, I'm drawing a line through her last race when she was asked to go a mile and an eighth. That's two turns at Aqueduct. Her race two starts back, which is a mile, which is the distance they're running at today. That race actually wins this race off the figures. Too big a price, 15-1 on the morning line. You're getting Linda Rice. You're getting Eric Consell. You have a late scratch in there of the 7, Nilo's Rose. But I like the 6, Fortuna Mia, to possibly upset at a big price.
I know. You were leaving everybody hanging there because you started explaining the horse, but you never gave the name until the end. The horse in the 7th race, the Busher, is number 6, Fortuna Mia. Fortuna Mia. Mamma Mia. What a price at 15-1. All right. Now we get to the Gotham. This has 50 Kentucky Derby points for the leaderboard. In this race, it's at a mile, and because of the mile and one-eighth configuration of Gulf at Aqueduct, the Gotham will be a one-turn, one-mile race. In this race, there are 10. Do you have any late scratches in it?
Yes, the one Scorching is scratched.
All right, Scorching, 10-1 on the morning line, is now out, and that'll leave a field of 9. In this race, Sand Devil is the 9-5 favorite with Jose Lascano. How do you see the Gotham?
I like Sand Devil here, Ralph. This horse has 3 starts. The best race of his career was 2 starts back at a mile at Aqueduct. He's going to run that race today. This is Linda Rice again. You're getting Jose Lascano, but this time you're probably going to have the favorite. I like number 5, Sand Devil.
All right, so you think Linda Rice is going to get together and win to the 2 point getters for Kentucky in the Busher and the Gotham. You like the 5, Sand Devil, which is the favorite in the race, but nevertheless, you like the 5, Sand Devil. In the Gotham Stakes, that's the 8th at Aqueduct. Now, we'll get back to your official picks when we get done taking a look at these races. Now we go to Gulfstream Park, and man, we got 14 races at Gulfstream Park. And we've got an array of pick 5 and pick 4 pools as well, as of course, and that pick 6 pool with the big jackpot carryover. A lot of action going to be happening at Gulfstream Park, and thank goodness it looks like a great day of racing out there at Gulfstream. Now, we have a series of races there. I'm going to ask you for the 2 races, of course, that hold points for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Oaks 50-pointer is the 8th race on the card. The Devonna Dale, we already said, number 3, by My Denise, is scratched. And that was a long shot at 20-1 anyhow. In this race, the 9-5 favorite is Ballerina D'Oro. Make that the 2nd choice. Pardon me, La Cara is the 8-5 favorite with Dylan Davis. Remember, she went wire to wire in her last race. At a 9-5, however, a close 2nd choice is Ballerina D'Oro with Tyler Caffleone. Is it as simple as locking up these 2 in an exacta box?
No, I'm playing against La Cara, Ralph. This horse is coming back on a short layoff. Her last race was very good, but it was at Tampa Bay. It was on a speed-favoring track. She went wire-to-wire that day. Again, she's coming back too close. It was a big effort. I'm playing her to react off of that race, and I love the number 6 horse in here, Ballerina D'Oro. Let's play an exacta with the 2, Frida, and the 7, Quinn's Promise, 6 with 2 and 7. By the way, Ralph, today at Gulfstream, 14 races, not a single race run on Tepito.
Oh, don't Think you love it? Oh, man, you must have loved that one.
I kept turning the pages looking for Tepito, Tepito, Tepito. There weren't any.
No Tepito today, pal. That's okay. Big day of racing in the Devonna Dale. That'll be the eighth race on the card. You said you didn't like the favorite, but you liked the second favorite at 9-5. That's why you gave us an exacta to try to make it happen. Number six, Ballerina D'Oro. You like the six and an exacta over the two, Frida, and the seven, Quinn's Promise. Of course, you're leaving out the favorite, as you say, La Caria. You think she might bounce in that race. All right, now we get to the Fountain of Youth. That's the 13th race on the card at a mile and 1/16. Scratch the four, McKellen. Scratch the five, Solid Left. No big deal. They're both 20 and 30 to 1 on the morning line. But that brings in some of the outside horses in this race. And, of course, we talked about it yesterday about the longer run-up to the start of the timer in this race, giving horses a little bit more chance in the configuration at Gulfstream Park from them outside horses to try to get over in the Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth favorite at 2-1 is Rifford Tams at 2-1 with John Velasquez. That was number six, but because of the two scratches, it moves into post four now from the starting gate inside out, so it helps that one out. 5-2 second choice is Burnham Square, which is breaking from the stall number three, so these two will be breaking next to each other in the Fountain of Youth. How do you see it?
I like the number two horse in here, Sovereignty. This is a three-year-old colt from the Bill Mott barn. He had three races as a two-year-old, and each race was better than the last one. He ran really well early. You know, I think this horse is going to be tough in here. Junior Alvarado for Bill Mott. I like number two, Sovereignty. The interesting horse in the race, Ralph, is the six, River Thames. Johnny Velasquez, who rides locked, opted to stay in Florida to ride this horse. I guess he's looking for a Derby horse. So the fact that he stayed back in Florida and stuck with this horse gives him a little extra look.
All righty. So a good thought about that. But you like the two-horse Sovereignty at Gulfstream Park in the Fountain of Youth. Now we'll get to the coast at Santa Anita. Santa Anita will hold the San Felipe Stakes, 50 Kentucky Derby points for the leaderboard. In this race, Bob Baffert's got it surrounded. But yet there's a lot of people that are looking at a horse called Journalism in the race. Now, Barnes is the even money favorite. That's Baffert. The second choice at 9-5 on the morning line is Rodriguez. And Journalism is 7-2 on the morning line in this race. Want to remind everybody that the normal morning line maker, Jeff Siegel, is sick. He's under the weather. So the Horse Racing Nation website has produced the morning lines for the races today at Santa Anita. But nevertheless, Barnes is trying something for the first time. How do you see this race? Do you think you can beat the Baffert trio?
Well, it's obviously going to be tough. Well, Journalism's not part of the Baffert trio. So if someone was going to beat the Baffert trio, it probably would be Journalism. He makes his first start as a three-year-old. You know, his last race was at Los Al. Take nothing away. He ran very well. But listen, Barnes is 2-for-2. He's supposed to get better with distance. He's going to be tough. He's going to be a short price. I don't see much value in the race. This is a race that I would probably be watching more interested than betting, to be honest with you.
All right. So, but do you think that – so Journalism's got a square chance, though, to beat the Baffert boys. All right.
He does.
Let's go. A quick thought about the Kilroy Mile, because Neat is coming in from the East Coast. Does it figure in this race at a mile on the turf?
What race are we looking at? Give me a number.
It's the ninth race.
Okay, thank you. Listen, Mi Hermano Ramon had trouble last time out in that race at Gulfstream when he ran on Pegasus World Cup Day.
Yeah.
He's back in Southern California. He's extremely tough here. I think he can't lose, honestly. I think he lays over this field. If anyone had any shot to beat him, it would be El Potente on getting loose on the lead, but I think Mi Hermano Ramon is going to be very tough.
And Mi Hermano Ramon, whatever the horse is, 8-5.
Say that fast.
8-5 on the morning line, but Flavien Prat is on the board, and Flavien Prat, of course, adds a lot to that horse there. Mi Hermano Ramon. Okay. Now we get to the big cap, and then I'll get your picks.
Locked all day long. This horse is a real horse, Ralph. He's going to be one of the top horses in the country this year, and I think Locked is going to be very tough to beat.
You know, I liked Locked when he got that terrible start down there in Florida, and I like him again here today. I hope the only thing that would stop, I think, Locked from winning this race would be the fact that he shipped to California. Maybe the ship would have something to do with it. But if he runs like he has on the East Coast, he looks like a lock to me. Jose Ortiz coming out to ride Locked in the big cap. That's number 7 in the 10th race. Okay, we'll get your picks, and then I'll let you go. I'll unstrap you, and we'll let you go.
Okay, Ralph. First of my three radio plays comes in the 4th race today at Aqueduct. And believe it or not, this is the Tom Fool Stakes. And Linda Rice is going to have a huge day today, I think. I like the number 6 horse in here, Surveillance. A 8-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice barn. She claimed this horse 2 starts back, and this horse has run very well in both of his starts for her. He draws a good outside box. He's going to get to control things from out there. I like number 6, Surveillance, 6-1 on the morning line to win today's Tom Fool, the 4th race out at Aqueduct.
You know, and that race is, there's 6 in the race, but the morning line tells you it's a pretty competitive race. As a matter of fact, the favorite is a 2-1. And only 1 horse out of the 6 is even got double digits in the morning line. So this is going to be a nice competitive race. I think you're going to get most of the 6-1 on the 6 Surveillance, hoping the Lascano and Linda Rice has a big day today at the Big A. 4th race, the Tom Fool, number 6 is your play. I guess we'll go to Gulfstream next.
Gulfstream, let's look at race number 3. It's 7 furlongs on the main track. And number 3, Speakeasy, returns to the races. And this horse is going to be odds on here, but I'm going to beat this horse. You know, I like taking a shot against these horses coming back off of long layoffs at a short price. And I love the number 1 horse in here, Into Pleasure. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Brian Lynch barn. Tyler Gaffleyona aboard to ride. This horse was gelded prior to his last race at Gulfstream, and he ran huge that day. You're getting 9-2 on the morning line. Number 1, Into Pleasure, wins today's 3rd race out at Gulfstream.
Well, let's hope Speakeasy goes a little bit easy, and the winner, Into Pleasure, will give us some pleasure at the cashier's line. Number 1, Into Pleasure, 3rd race at Gulfstream. Tyler Gaffleyona aboard at 9-2. The 1 horse in the 3rd. Finally, we'll wrap it up on the coast at Santa Anita.
11th and final, 1 1/8 on the turf. And I love the number 1 horse in here, Invigorated. This is a 4-year-old gelding from Mike McCarthy barn. This horse returns to the turf today. His 2 previous races were on the grass, either one good enough to win. He's also been gelded since his last start. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Number 1, Invigorated, send you home a winner in today's 11th and final out at Santa Anita.
Ooh, we can get Steak and Lobster if that holds at 8-1 on the morning line in the 11th and final race. The 1, Invigorated, Umberto Rispoli aboard. The 1 in the 11th is Jonathan Hardoon's play at Santa Anita. Folks, he's got full sheets today for Santa Anita, for Gulfstream, for Aqueduct, and lo and behold, he's got one for Oaklawn Park, too. Did a lot of hard work.
J-O-N.
Go ahead.
I did. J-O-N. JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Yes, we will. All right. That'll take care of Jonathan. But we got our other handicappers yet to go. Rich Eng is coming up next. We'll have his thoughts on those races as well. So don't go away. We're just getting started on a jam-packed Race Day Las Vegas show for this big Saturday on the first day of March. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the Showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Right back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
And it's a big cap day at Santa Anita and, of course, some other big races around the country. Gulfstream Park, huge racing day there today. 14 races and not one, as Jonathan alluded to, on the synthetic racetrack. So we're back to the kind of like the good old days of racing on the regular organics. Okay, I asked all of the handicappers, of course, to give us a thought about the three Kentucky Derby point-getting races today. Aqueduct is going to host the Gotham. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, the three races, Ralph, this is the one I like the most. In fact, you know, on the bottom of my sheet every day, I have what I call a simulcast play of the day, and I made this horse at Aqueduct in the Gotham, my simulcast play of the day. It is the number three calling card, 6-1 in the morning line with Kendrick Carmouche riding for Michael Maker. My reasoning, Ralph, is I think there's a lot of speed, a lot of horses who want to be forwardly placed, and this is a horse who's going to be sitting in the back and for Maker, and we'll try to make one run of the stretch. Also, take a look at the race three down in the Daily Racing Form. This horse won at Aqueduct by 17 lengths in his one race over, a race at Aqueduct. And believe me, trainers remember that stuff. That was the best race of this horse's career. If he runs back to that, 6-1 is a square price on the three calling card.
All right, Gotham Stakes, the eighth race on the card. Richie checks in with number three, calling card, at a nice 6-1 with Kendrick Carmouche. Eighth race, the Gotham, number three, calling card. What about the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream?
Well, the horse I like is the number two, Sovereignty. And Jonathan gave a lot of good reasons why. That last stakes win at Churchill in the Streets on Speed, two really nice horses, and Tiztastic and and also Sandman, who's gotten a lot of notoriety this spring. Mm-hmm. The only question is coming off the layoff, but I think he's the most talented colt in the field. I guess if I was going to throw somebody else in to go too deep, it'd probably be the three, Burnham Square.
Okay, Sovereignty gets a vote from you as well in the Fountain of Youth, 13th race number two. And then we get to Santa Anita.
Well, the hardest thing about, running in these three-year-old races in Southern California is the fact that Bob Baffert has so many horses in it. And, while I would like a horse like the number two, Journalism, Michael McCarthy has the same problem he ran into when he ran Bullard about a month ago, in the fact that you got to run against three Bafferts who are basically running in formation and controlling the pace. Makes it very hard, even with a talented horse like Bullard or a talented horse like Journalism, to try to overcome the Baffert factor. The key for me is the fact that if Baffert wants to decide who gets the points, I got to think the horse that he would want to win is the three, Barnes, to make sure he gets his points in and, he's ready to go for the Kentucky Derby. Journalism is a dangerous foe, but he's up against it in the strategics of the race, Ralph.
Okay, so you like the three-horse Barnes to get the points in the eighth race, the San Felipe at Santa Anita, the three Barnes. All right, we'll get your official Santa Anita pick, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go right into the meat of a grade one race. Race number nine is the Kilroy Mile, and it's really a good field. This is an excellent, excellent race.
Yeah.
And the horse I'm going to land on is shipping in from out of town, the number five, Neat, who's 8-1 in the morning line. Part of my reasoning, Ralph, is the fact that while it is tough to try to win off the layoff, this horse has been training very well at the fairgrounds and had stakes races either at the fairgrounds, Gulfstream or Tampa to make his comeback in. And here is Rob Atras, either was recruited or looked at the condition book and said, this is maybe not the strongest grade one around. So he's going to take a shot for to try to get that notch on the belt. But needed 8-1. This horse is going to be well meant. We'll find out if he's fast enough, but well meant in the ninth.
All right, your official pick at Santa Anita in the ninth race, the Kilroy Mile, that Atras might have thought would come up a little empty, came up real tough anyhow, but he's there. Number five, yeah. Number five, Neat. The five, Neat, is your pick, official pick off of your sheet at Santa Anita today in the ninth race. The five, and of course, you can get a complete handicapping sheet for all the races today at Santa Anita right now. Rich Eng's selections at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have fun today.
This is a great day for betting horses, stakes all over the place. Thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
You got it, my man. That's for sure. Hey, we take our final break, and we're wrapping it up with John and Jerry. Don't go away. More to come.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to wrap it up with our handicappers. Now we go out to Southern California where John Lendo is standing by. First of all, John, the weather map that I saw has a few little morsels of maybe rain in the area. What's going on at Santa Anita today?
Good morning, Ralph. It's cloudy out here. We're supposed to, there's a chance of rain tomorrow. It looks like it could rain today, but we haven't had anything at all yet. The track is open for training. We're going to assume we're good to go today, and if there's anything otherwise later on, I'll put it on Twitter or X or whatever we want to call it.
All right, John. We'll ask you the same as we did our other handicappers for the three races that have Kentucky Derby points. We'll start in New York again at Aqueduct. How do you see the Gotham?
You know, I think the interesting horse in there and the value in the race is number 8, Garamond. This is a Judmont horse that debuted at Tampa Bay. There's no trouble in the running line, but this is a horse that kind of had some traffic issues, didn't want to be inside, and won anyways. He stretches out to a mile. He's an Uncle Mo. The extra distance is going to help. He draws outside. He'll avoid that kind of trouble. And I think he's got a lot of upside. You've got Chad Brown here for Judmont and Javier Castellano. 8-1 is a lot of value in there. I like Garamond here in an upset in the Gotham.
All right. The Garamond is number nine in the eighth. That's right. The eighth race, number 9, Garamond is your pick with Javier Castellano in the Gotham. The eighth race, the 9 at Aqueduct. Well, we got a big racing day at Gulfstream Park, and you've done work at Gulfstream. You got a full Lindo report for today at Gulfstream Park that's available here at the South Point, along with a full Lindo report for Santa Anita. Two individual Lindo reports covering all the races, what selections, the suggested late pick four, et cetera, you know, all of the goody stuff. Two complete Lindo reports right here at the South Point. The only place you can get it in this gaming capital is here at the South Point, and it's free of charge, complimentary to the horse players because they love horse players here. So now taking a look at Gulfstream Park and all that work for 14 races, how do you see the Fountain of Youth?
Well, the pace came up soft in this race to begin with, and with the scratch of McKellen, it's gotten softer. I think that gives the edge to number six, River Thames, in here, who can either set the pace or he can follow the horse that's being ridden by Irad Ortiz. They look like the only two speed horses in the race. And I do think he has all the advantages here. Sovereignty, I'm a big fan of, but I'm going to take a stand against him today. You know, he missed a little time because he got sick earlier this winter. And his most recent video of his workout, he was actually outworked by Chillax, who is a maiden making his first start in race number six today.
Wow.
So maybe watch how he runs in there to get a line on this. But he was better than Sovereignty in that workout. I think Sovereignty is going to need the race. I will watch him second timer off the layoff, but today I'm going to try and beat him.
And you're going to try to beat him with the six horse River Thames, with John Velasquez aboard the six, which will now break from post four with the two scratches, late scratches inside him. And with that extra run to the first turn, I think it'll probably help that horse out a lot. Number six, River Thames in the Fountain of Youth. Before we get to Santa Anita, any other race at Gulfstream Park? No, I'll tell you what. Any other stakes race at Gulfstream Park that you like that you have a thought on?
You know, as far as the stakes races go, I like in the 12th race, that's the Honey Fox. Mm-hmm. I think See You Around falls into a really good trip. There's some speed in here. And from post two, I think she gets the same kind of trip where you stock and pounce that worked so well for her last time. She'll have to hold off number one, Tax Implications. But See You Around is in a good spot, and the race comes up right for her. I think she can run another one right back.
And See You Around breaks from post two, number two in the 12th race, the Honey Fox with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard 6-1. A nice price there for number two, See You Around. We're going to go to Santa Anita. I'm going to ask you about, of course, the San Felipe and the Big Cap, and then we'll get your official picks for both racetracks today. The San Felipe, is it another Bob Baffert Invitational?
No, Bob Baffert controls the pace, so he controls the race. And the race is most important for Barnes, who has to prove he can get two turns. As long as he breaks, I think he's going to make the lead, and I don't think Baffert's other horse, Rodriguez, will go head-and-head with him. So as long as I want to see him break cleanly and let's see what he can do around two turns, I think the race is set up for Barnes to win. Rodriguez is a good horse, but I don't think he's going to try and push his stablemate here, and they'll wait for another day on that. I think Journalism is going to be a really nice horse, but again, he was sick this winter, a short work tab coming back. This is a starting point. This is not the goal. I think he'll be a better horse in the Santa Anita Derby.
So Journalism, you think, because of his setback and the fact that he's probably not all wound up for the first day in March rather than the first Saturday in May, that you're gonna think he probably needs a race. And with the, as you say, with Baffert dictating the outcomes, you think that Barnes is probably the horse that needs the points, and we'll wait and see if he can get two turns. I got to tell you, Rodriguez now with Flavian Prat aboard is very attractive.
Oh, he's a nice horse, and he's sitting outside of Barnes. If Barnes makes any mistakes, Rodriguez will get the jump. So, yeah, like I say, looks like Bob Baffert controls another three-year-old stakes race at Santa Anita.
All right, the Big Cap, the Santa Anita Handicap, is the 10th race on the card. Two of the Eastern Invaders seem to be the ones that are getting most of the play, at least on the morning line. Locked is the 3-2 on the morning line, and Hit Show is 5-2 on the morning line. And we all saw what Locked did or happened to Locked in his last race at Gulfstream, but it's the shipping that could be a question.
Well, I think both of those are cut above the California-based older handicap horses, and they get the right pace scenario. You've got Miramati, who's a one-dimensional speed horse, mm-hmm. and JB Strikes Back. Tarantino wants to be up close, and so does Midnight Mammoth. So I don't think anybody gets an easy lead, and the way the race shapes up, Locke falls into a perfect stocking trip in here. He has to get the mile and a quarter. Blinkers on are new for him. We'll see if that makes him puts him on the bit a little bit more. But as long as he breaks again, that's the key. That's where he was eliminated in the Pegasus. If he breaks, he falls into a good trip. And Hit Show's one of those horses that keeps coming at you, grinding, grinding, grinding. And the race sets up for that type of horse. So I think the East Coast horses have a chance to dominate the Big Cap this year.
All right, we'll get your official picks. Let's go back to Gulfstream for your first one and wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Gulfstream Park, race number five. Number three, Enlighten, has had Lasix for his last two starts. He's won them both. Good stocking trip in here from a good post again. I think he comes right back to win again. 9-2 in the program. Number three, Enlighten, race number five at Gulfstream Park.
Fifth race on the turf, the three-horse Enlighten. Number three in the fifth race at Gulfstream and at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita will go to race number six. Number 11, Momod, touted himself in his debut when he pulled an upset. Was a little flat in his works before his last race. He didn't run well. He's touting himself again. He's working really well for this. Mm-hmm. Outside post with some speed to set him up. 10-1 on the program. Number 11, Momad, race number six, Santa Anita.
All right, sixth race at Santa Anita. Number E11, Momad, the 11 in the sixth race at Santa Anita. Nice 10-1 on the morning line on at six furlongs. And the sixth race, the 11. And, of course, full sheets for Gulfstream and Santa Anita right now here at the South Point. Free of charge, the Linda Report, complimentary here because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Enjoy the races today.
Yeah, have some fun out there, Ralph, and say hi to everybody for me at the South Point.
You got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by, and I know Jerry has at least a thought on the Gotham and the San Felipe. Did you have any thought at all about the Fountain of Youth today?
Yeah, I did, Ralph.
Let's do it.
I sent it over. I kind of love Gate to Wire from the one post for Pletcher. It's a real interesting horse. They had him sprinting on the turf, and the first time they sent him out seven furlongs, he just loved the extra distance, just really gathered it up and nicely at Gulfstream. So it looks like he likes the course, and he should just want more distance. I like the 6-1, Gate to Wire. Nothing
okay.
wrong dealing with this.
Okay, well, you want to make that one of your official picks then?
Sure.
Okay, 13th race at Gulfstream, the Fountain of Youth. Jerry comes with the one-horse Gate to Wire. Number one Gate to Wire will be a Jerry J. play on the race day show. Now we'll go to Aqueduct and the Gotham.
Yeah, so the Gotham looks to me, I don't know, maybe like this is in my play for the day, but maybe Sacrosanct looks better than these.
Okay.
I haven't really kind of evaluated it a little bit. There's some horses we don't know about that much scoring and Pagoli. So, you know, but I like Sacrosanct a lot. He rates well, and he's a star horse. So,
okay, in the eighth race, then, the Gotham, you like the 4 Sacrosanct. It is a star horse on your sheet. Not an official pick, but your thought about the Gotham. We'll get your official pick now at Aqueduct today.
Yeah, we'll go to the sixth race, Ralph, and this is what we all want to do, is winning on weekends. That's the 4 horse, winning on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Abrams, the trainer, gets Ruben Silvera. I mean, basically looks about as good or a little better than everybody else, and it's 15-1. I mean, there's very little handicapping you really need to do. I mean, it just looks fine, and at 15-1, sure, why not?
Okay.
So I'll make a good win-place bet on winning on the weekends and then play the 4 with the 1-5-7-8, reverse 1-5-7-8 back over the 4. But the most important thing is if I get 10-1 or more, I'm going to have about a third on the win and about two-thirds on the place, either in these actors or in the win place.
Okay, sixth race at Aqueduct, the Stymie Stakes. You like the 4 winning on weekends, the 4 over 1-5-7-8 and reverse. Now we go to Santa Anita. Let's get your official pick in at San Anita first because we're running a little bit short on time, and then we'll get your thoughts about the San Felipe.
Yeah, I'm not that sure about the workouts on journalism, what have you, but I love the line. He handicaps. He's my favorite horse handicapping-wise today. If you want to see a horse that looks perfect from handicapping, I don't know about workouts. I like journalism an awful lot. We'll see if he can be ready today. 7-2 seems really fair.
Okay.
I'll make a nice...
Is that going to be your play, or do you have another play?
Yeah, you can play journalism, in my opinion, sure.
I'm asking you if that's your official play on the show or not. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your official play on the show. Good enough. And so your official play comes in the San Felipe. You like the 2. Who are the link-ups?
I don't have link-ups for it because it's the Baffert, you know, you're starting to play with the...
yeah, journalism to Bafferts, I guess is the
something
way to
like
go.
That. I mean, I think it's all about the win bet here on journalism.
Okay, you like the 2, journalism in the 8th race happens to be your official play without any link-ups, but that's okay because it's the San Felipe. You like the 2, journalism there in the 8th race at Santa Anita. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Aqueduct and all of Santa Anita available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. I hope you've enjoyed our handicappers going over all of these big races today with Kentucky Derby points. We wanted to get their ideas for you as well. And now the the most important idea, folks, is going to be yours and how you play it, that's for sure. But it's going to be a great day of racing all over the country, Santa Anita, Aqueduct, and Gulfstream Park. And with that, we have nothing more to say except Jerry's going to say...
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.